Yo, 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 we back for another episode of Niggas in the Room. We're going to do a Just Relax version. This episode may come with some video content. We still trying to get some things set up right now. Just trying to let y'all know. We back on road. The puppy's pissed off. Man, the fans, so sorry it took us so long. We finna be on some consistency. Finna make shit good, man. Y'all ain't got to worry about nothing. Everything that we got going on, that we had, all the guests, everybody, we're going to bring everybody back. Y'all don't got to worry about nothing. Just give us a little bit of time to keep everything set up. Y'all tune in, bro. The next episode is going to be crazy. We got a couple of guests that been begging me to come on for probably the last 2 years. Y'all been missing me, man. I promise I'm coming back with more content. You're going to meet new friends. More craziness, you already know, man. Don't forget to tune in, man. We here on Spotify. Always, niggas in a room. Look for the little blue BMW. We coming by. I promise, man. I promise. I'm getting the studio together now. I'm getting the cameras and everything, interfaces. Just give me a little bit of time, bro. But I'm going to throw y'all some little content, man. Just give me a little bit of time to get a few things set up. I'm going to be right back with y'all, I promise. Even tonight, I'm going to do a little interview. I got a new guest. He's an upcoming rapper from the city of Macon. Give him a little shine. All my brothers from Macon going to be up here. So y'all ain't got to worry about nothing, bro. This is a new up-and-coming voice. I'm just going to get his opinion on some things and ask him some questions. So if y'all wanna put it in, send in some questions or whatever, and I'm telling you, this video, YouTube, and everything else coming soon, man. All right, bro, this is JT coming to you from another episode of Niggas in the Room. Got down.
Right,
Jeremiah in there, bitch. You came on a podcast and named Niggas in the Room and didn't know his name. Niggas in the Room.
I ain't know you were called Niggas in the Room.
Why you ain't telling me shit?
Where that camera come from?
Alright.
I said,
Niggas in the Room.
Don't put me in the point on you, babe.
You and Niggas in the Room. This is the article.
Can you point the camera on you, though?
So. I'm just gonna ask you, introduce yourself. Y'all already know it's JT Chocolate Thunder. King of Niggas in the Room in this motherfucker. Goddamn Dirty Sheet Chronicles episode 1 went viral. I fuck with y'all on that, but we on round 2. We just trying to get everything put together, right? I gotta readjust the mic. My bad. Hold on one second.
Dirty Sheet Chronicles, nigga?
Yeah, you went into Dirty Sheet Chronicles.
I know, because I ain't never been in them dirty sheets before.
You ain't never smashed no bitch with no dirty sheets?
Yes.
Nah, I just don't mean no sheets on my bed at all. Dirty bed, Chronicles.
Damn, my G.
Dirty bed, Chronicles, nigga. What you talking about?
Tag. Get that sheet, bro. Get that sheet out of there. Get the pink flower sheet out.
What, pink flower?
That, yeah. I'm just trying to
say. Hey, bro. Hell nah, bro. Alright, why'd you have to say hell nah?
Please don't disrespect my podcast.
Alright, my bad, bro. This shit's. Look at this shit real quick, bro.
No, bro.
Don't
put your phone up, bro. It be like Jaden. Don't it be like Jaden? It's
alright.
Don't take my shit, bro.
Oh, God.
Don't take my
shit. I'll rock his ass on Monday, bro. Right, he better not say that to me.
Alright,
so,
just introduce yourself, bro. What you got going on? No, please falling out no more.
Alright, my shit. Try to
tell you
to
bring your ring, like.
How you try
to tell
me? Man, shit ain't gonna help my black ass anyway. Oh, anyway, my name's Jeremiah. I'm 19. I make music. I love to laugh. I love to have fun. I can talk to anybody.
Man, this ain't no motherfucking Tinder ass. What the fuck you talking about, bro?
You said introduce yourself.
Nah, I'm saying, yeah, bro, but like, bro, no, bro.
You for all the pretty like, ladies, bro.
No, bro, yeah.
You for all the...
Give me that.
Yeah, no.
Come on, man. Nah, you done
put it
down. I dropped out of school today. Nah, I'm not
putting
that shit.
Put it in the drawer, bro.
Man, you seen
it? It's falling in the drawer, bro. It's falling in the drawer, bro. As a podcast etiquette, bro. Phone gotta go in the drawer. Oh, I don't know where the fuck you got that camera from. I've never seen that. Tell me
where you got your
start off in music.
It was about, I think it was like March 2020. I had just broke up with my girl at the time, so I was just like, fuck it, I ain't got shit to do. So I went to the studio and I recorded this song.
Can't remember the name of the song.
No, I think the first song I recorded was... I just can't remember which one I recorded first. I think the first one I recorded was Trying to Get It. And I was just kind of having fun trying to figure out what my sound was. And I still really don't know. I'm still kind of trying to figure it out. But, I'm really on that singing and rapping vibe. Like,
so where do you get the most of your creativity from? Like, if you say you had some artists that you look after that you say, like, would try to emulate certain artists?
Okay, definitely. Rallo Rodriguez.
Really?
Yeah, Rallo.
Not a lot of people like his rap style, so... Like, if you were saying, like, Rallo, like, the street talker who had a story to talk about, and,
That ain't me, though. Like, I'm not the type of nigga that Rallo is.
That's respectable. That's very respectable.
I'm not that type of nigga.
But Rallo Rodriguez is also the same type of nigga that I feel in my...
But he on that pain vibe. You know what I mean? Rallo gonna goddamn... He talking about goddamn...
Rallo talking about some pain.
Yeah. Sometimes, but majority of his music, all right, say he got an album with 15 songs.
Uh-huh.
One or two of them bitches gonna be on some sad shit. Now, you think about Rallo Rodriguez, he got 12 songs, 10 of them
all
bitches.
I'm talking about money.
Yeah, money, but they not on the same...
Pain.
Same vibe.
What other artists?
Rod Wave, definitely. Rod Wave. Really, when I, it just depends on how I feel too. Like when I do go into the studio, you know what I mean. It depends on how I feel. Like sometimes I feel like Rod Wave. Sometimes I feel like I'm Baby. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It's just...
Which Baby? Like, Duh
Baby. I feel like a baby sometimes. It's just that I don't give a fuck. That I don't give a fuck how you feel about me, Val. Sometimes that's how I feel. But most of the time, I'm just on that... You feel me? Let me just tell you how I feel emotionally. That's really the type of artist I am. Like, all my music, the best ones, my best music is when I'm talking about how I feel and why I feel the way I feel, and just when I'm just expressing myself, you know what I mean?
Like, so personally, what's your favorite song that you have that's out now that's on SoundCloud that people can go and listen to?
Demons.
Demons?
Definitely.
And,
Demons.
Go ahead and let everybody know what your SoundCloud is, your Facebook, your Instagram.
Okay. My Instagram is _.bloomfieldstrail. My Facebook is my name, Jeremiah Johnson.
Spell everything out as you said, because you talk, you gotta make it slur. If you don't know, I'm from Macon, or the young man we fucking with right now, he's also from Macon, so.
I'm a fine. Who the fuck is that?
So, I'm sorry for the disruption in the audio, man, due to the negligence of our new guest. He just didn't know the phone rules. It's all good. Don't know the phone rules. It's podcast rules, and it's all kind of things that we have to...
I wouldn't call it negligence, though, because it's not intentional.
It's all good. It's cool. But look, so where do you get your... Just to give everybody your information and let everybody know... Like everything that you got, like SoundCloud, anywhere they get your music from, there, everybody knows.
All the places you can get my music right now is SoundCloud. My SoundCloud name is N0BODY. My artist name is Nobody, cause at the time when I started making music, feel me, the last thing my female had told me is she had said, "You a nobody, you always gonna be a nobody." So I took that and I'm finna turn something bad, you know, into something positive. Something I can, you feel me? Like, okay, she said I wasn't gonna be anybody, but one day she might fuck around and hear Nobody on the radio, you know what I mean? Like,
That's a good ass artist name, man, but did you take it anywhere further than just like argument with your girl type shit? Did you ever think about like it would be anything inside yourself that you
Cause my whole life she wasn't the first person that said that. Like I said, I'm 19 years old and I ain't finished school, and you know, I've been told my whole life that I wasn't gonna be nothing, that I'm not gonna make it, that I just don't have a future. And somehow or another, I still, you feel me, with the help of my friend, I still, you feel me, making a way. So
you just feel like you're just gonna take a negative
persona
and make it a positive thing.
Exactly.
So can I ask you a couple of questions about yourself? Like, where are you from?
Go ahead.
Where are you from?
I'm from Macon, Georgia. I was born in Bloomfield, but moved into a better part of town at a young age. So I saw it, but I didn't get to take part in it. You know, I really never took part in anything of that nature. I was always, you know, a good kid. My dad was a pastor. My dad was a pastor, and I turned out.
All the pastor kids be like that, man. It's nothing like that. It ain't nothing like that. But like, as you grow to be older, you realize all the pastors kids at one point in time, to the people that we were, the way we looked at it at that time, I'm not no solidified, nothing like that, but you know what I'm saying, the pastor kid, it was the way we out here going crazy. We came from a rough city. I'm also from the city of Macon, Georgia. You know what I'm saying? There's always something happening. You may be at the wrong place at the wrong time and have things going on that you don't even understand that you had going on, and then stuff pop off and you don't even know what was supposed to happen. But he's saying he was never a part of that side of the city that y'all done heard about. You know what I'm saying?
I just watched
I love my city, but it's that down there if you in that. But my guy's saying he wasn't with that. So it's very respectable. A lot of people always try to claim the street side and drug dealing and
nigga. I'm gonna support you while you do that shit, my nigga. But I'm finna goddamn go.
Yeah, you got friends.
I respect that. I ain't got time for this shit, bro. I ain't going to jail for nobody or nothing. I like to spend money and fuck bitches, and ain't damn one of them things in jail.
Ain't no point in me
going in that bit, cause the two things that I want the most ain't in that motherfucker. Ain't no money in that bitch, and ain't no females in that motherfucker. Ain't no females for me in that bitch, at least. Ain't no point in me even getting myself in a situation.
So just moving on just a little bit. I ain't mean to interrupt.
No, it's all good.
But I'm just saying, what like inspired you to get in the studio? Like, who were some people that you've been working with around making, and like what made you get in the studio?
I work with the same person every time. His name Diddy. He go by Give Me More Diddy. I think that's his Instagram. Give Me More Diddy. GIVEDD. Yeah.
I get your phone at the end. Just make sure you
I got all of that in my phone.
That's cool. At the end,
I just call a slow moment. Don't laugh at me.
Instagram. Everybody spelling Instagram names funny, so I ain't even know. You got 3 D's.
You got like 5 D's.
I'm gonna get
y'all right when this.
Anyway, moving on. Like, so with your experience coming up in Macon, you said your father's a pastor. What was your family members like? Feeling like
it was It wasn't hard until, I want to say mentally, later on in life. Like, it wasn't never like a financial struggle. It was more of a mental thing for me. It wasn't.
What you mean? You skipped it a lot, man. I was just saying, like, when you started making the music, what your family felt like.
When I started making music, nobody.
Hold on, I gotta stop you now, because you was already explaining. So I was just saying, like, so you said you started going through a mental struggle. Like, what were the things that
it just
started that?
It was a lot of personal stuff going on, certain stuff that I really don't, you know, want to speak on, but it was a lot of personal stuff at home going on. And I was just, you know, as a kid, well, I wasn't a kid, but I was still young, and I still didn't know, I still had a lot of learning.
But so, you saying as a kid, like, what age did we
talk about? I was around 12, 13 when all of it started.
At that turning age, yeah. Where, you know, when you start talking back and doing all that crazy stuff. Yeah, yeah, I feel you. And then...
Yeah, I was
around. A lot of things changed around that time.
Yeah, a lot of stuff changed from my household, and it was a crazy time period. I'll just say it like that. It was a crazy time period, and everybody's doing better now. But at that moment, we was all just fucked up. We was all just fucked up.
It'd be like that. But see, from then to now, like, how do you feel like you progressed with everything that you've learned?
In all honesty. I feel like I was at a roadblock for a long time while I was in Macon. I feel like I was just stuck in this mindset of every other nigga in Macon. And now I wasn't being as stupid as they was being, but I was still making bad choices that would equally affect my life. You know what I mean? Now I wasn't putting my life in danger or risking going to jail, but I was doing little stupid shit that would push me back further and further and further.
Have you ever been caught in a situation in Macon that you... just was at the wrong place at the wrong time and, like, ended up in handcuffs? Let go. Maybe let go or not let go, but I'm just saying, like,
oh, yeah,
it ended up doing something.
Definitely. Okay, so let me tell y'all a little quick story. It ain't gonna tell y'all. It's just a little quick story. So, this wasn't even long ago. It was around 6 months ago. You know what we should
do? We back for Niggas in the Room, part two. Just talk about the experience with you, you know, growing up in Bloomfield and the city of Macon, just what inspired your rap career type thing.
I should not push the spot like that. But don't smoke these bitches. But anyway, man, please don't smoke these bitches right here. This just... maybe I get sponsored by, you know, them nicotine, you know, the little nicotine app. Maybe I get, don't smoke these bitches, don't smoke cigarettes. If you young, don't.
I promise no one that is smart with a brain will sponsor a no smoking ad for someone who is currently smoking.
Who else to listen to but a nigga that's really living it? I really living this shit, bro. Don't smoke these bitches because it's hard to motherfucking stop. It's hard to stop. But anyway... Back to what inspired me to.
That's not what I asked. It's not the last question I had. I'm saying, like, just saying, like, living in the city, because everyone gives Macon a bad reputation, and
I'll say it like this. Macon is everything you see on the news, but it's more to it. It's really, everybody knows everybody. It's really, everybody's down to earth. It's nobody that really just. Oh, they really don't think they just uppity. Like, if you can walk into a store and have a conversation, a 10, 15, 20 minute conversation with somebody that you don't even know, you know, and it not be no problems. It don't matter if you from Bloomfield and they from the east side or you stay on the north and you all the way in the south. It don't.
I feel like you only speaking of city things, but just speak on it as an outside factor. Like, if you're a person from LA, Cleveland, you just happen to end up.
Jeez, I'm not gonna lie.
You ain't just gonna get shot.
Nah, you not gonna just get shot in the face unless you bring shot in the face energy with you from wherever you came from. You know, if you come to Macon, chill, mind your business, you feel me, going on about your day, ain't nobody gonna bother you. But if you come down there on some crazy shit, on some retarded, they gonna get at you.
I'm gonna be in the pool. I'm gonna hurt her.
Oh shit.
Okay. Now we way better. We way more in tune. I'm sorry for having such poor quality on the podcast, you guys. We still getting some things put together.
I got ADHD, y'all. My bad. I can't sit still. What have you got there? You gonna see me just doing a little shit like flicking around my lighter and goddamn tapping my foot. It's just me. I've been doing this shit since I was a kid. I can't help it no more. I just be goddamn moving around. You see, I be rocking back and forth in my chair and shit. So
I'm just asking though, do you think it's like any ways that you can deal with some of the issues that you feel like you have? Like, have you ever been physically diagnosed with these issues?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Like 3 or 4 times. Hell yeah.
So when you've been diagnosed with it, what was the suggestions of the doctors that gave you?
They always suggested medicine. They always suggested that shit. I don't know why, because every time I tried the shit, it made me a zombie. Real shit. It made me, yeah, like, I don't know. It was like it programmed me to just focus to a certain extent. And that's the good part. I did focus. But once I was coming down off of that shit, it was like, nigga, I was high as fuck. I was geeked up as fuck. Like, dead ass. Like, I see why people be popping like Adderall and shit. Like for a high. Because that shit really gets you high. It gets you geeked the fuck up. And it might not happen at first. But once that shit kick in and start working, you gonna be a fucking zombie. Like, that's why I just stick to weed, because I know, I still know what the fuck going on. When I'm on that Adderall shit or whatever, I'm not me. I feel like I'm a walking zombie. Like, I feel like, I don't even know how to explain it. If you have ADHD and the doctor prescribes you Adderall, ask for anything else. And ask for, if he say 12 milligram, ask for 8 or 4. Because the higher dosage, the worse it is. And I was on 12. I was on 12 milligrams, and that shit hands down fucked me up.
So how old was you when you first started being introduced to the,
My first time taking medicine, I was around 12 years old. And I stopped.
You was on 12s on 12s?
I went 12 milligrams. Mm-hmm. I think it was a lower dose. I think it was like 8. My second time getting on medicine, that's when they put me on the higher dosage. And it just made me feel even worse. We tried different medicines and none of it worked. We even tried a little patch. That wasn't worth a damn. The little patch, it wasn't worth anything like that.
So do you think it was the actual medicine, or do you think it was a misdiagnosis, or do you also, just give me 1 second, do you think it was a misdiagnosis, or, like, the drugs that they were giving you weren't for the actual
I don't know what all went into them putting me on the medicine.
Especially just, at that age, you know
what it I'm was saying? My mom. It was my mom's idea for it. She thought it was going to be, like, Better than it was. But really, the only thing that's ever calmed me down in my life, and still to this day, was sports, music, and when I started smoking. You know what I mean?
I'm saying, so what, like, out of all of those things that made you feel good when you were feeling good, did you do throughout the time when you started taking those medicines to now?
I didn't find my passion for music until, I want to say, I was 16. And I've always been a little of a sports ever since I could fucking walk. I was playing basketball at 4 years old, and I've just been a little of a sports ever since.
Like, so what made you stop playing?
I stopped playing sports on a daily basis, really, when I was about 16, when I started going to school. I think that's around the time I stopped.
And that's when you started your drug uses? Like,
I started smoking weed, like, I was smoking weed on a daily basis when I got to high school. When I first got to high school, I was smoking weed on a daily basis just because the people I was hanging out with. And, you know, we was linking up with females, staying out late, doing young nigga shit. We was just doing young nigga shit. But in hindsight, I regret the decisions I made
Why?
Cause I didn't realize how much it would affect me, like, especially the school thing. Don't get me wrong, I hated that shit, and I still do. But if I could go back to 2018, I would just sit my ass in that bitch. Cause I wasn't doing too bad to the point where I wouldn't graduate on time. I was just lazy as fuck.
Okay, so since then, since you if you feel like the way you feel now, like, what have you done to achieve like the equivalent of your high school graduation?
In all honesty, up until recently, I wasn't making any progress. Up until recently, I just, all that shit was, all my goals and everything I had planned was just floating. It was just floating in the sky. But it took for me to lose everything. Like, it took for me to lose support, and it took for me to lose my car. It took for me to lose job after job after job for me to just say, okay, this is it. You know, it's my only chance. It's my last chance. And if I fuck this up, I'm done for, you know?
A lot of people have to go through that. And I feel like that'll be the next step in your career to help you go through the music process of your life. But as aspect of, like, the regular life, like, family life, how is that going for you right now?
Since I've been away from my parents, I feel like my relationship is getting better with them. It's getting better slowly and day by day, but I feel like it is getting way better. Like, I can talk to my mom now for longer than I could before. I can talk to my dad now for 20, 30 minutes whenever he decided to call me, you know. He be at work and sleep most of the time, so I mean, whenever I catch him, I catch him. My mom, I give her a call every couple of days. And my sister, that's my best friend. I talk to her every day. That's my best friend, like, hands down.
I wouldn't saying, like, out of family members that you have, like, it, like me, like, I got family members that sometimes they suspend me from being a family member, and I feel like that's a part of the life that
dead ass. That's what it is.
Every grown man has to go through. Dead. Like, they'll suspend you from being a family member.
That's what it is.
39, bro. Like, when I was young, how old are you again?
I'm 19.
See, you know what I'm saying? It's an age difference type thing. Like, I got brothers that, like, it's like my real brothers, bro. Like, my real, not like blood brothers, but like my real brothers. Like, sometimes we just gotta take time apart from each other. You know. So, it'd be like, I can fuck with you for 6 months. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, just speaking on it. I can fuck with you for 6 months. And I'm like, you know what? You fucking know I can't fuck with you for 6 months. And then, like, I call you back and say, how you doing? But, like, it ain't like I'm leaving you, bro. But if you ain't, I'm trying to get level 20. You
can't help anybody who don't want
to
help.
If I'm trying to get level 20, you only trying to get level 5 for the rest of your life, bro. You know what I'm saying? If I call you, you trying to get to 5 and make you up in 6 months, you trying, shit, hey, I'm trying to get to 7, bro. I feel you. Goddamn, woo, God. But, yeah, shit, I fuck, you know, everybody make mistakes, but... As far as I'm speaking on, like, as the city of Macon, who are your favorite artists from Macon?
My favorite artists from Macon?
Gotta put my city on, bro. I ain't never gonna...
I'm gonna shout out...
Every podcast, if a nigga don't know artists from Macon, I'm gonna go ahead and get my station flag and play by two songs.
I'm gonna shout out Twin, Baby Jungle, Twan, SSBG Twan, that's my nigga. You feel me? Who are Khalid? They're my mud brother right there. We grew up together. We went to Porter. We went to Brooklyn Middle School. We got separated because that nigga moved to the other side of town. But I still support. I still talk to him on a daily basis. Khalid, out of everybody, I feel like Khalid, Twan, and Twin, they got what it take to go to the next level. Definitely. Especially Twin. I met Twin when I was in 10th grade. He was at Westside. He was getting ready to graduate. He was he had made his first song, Rock Out. He had a recording or nothing. We was at the lunch table. He said, hey, I want y'all to hear this. So he started reciting. He started rapping it. We don't even got no beat or nothing. Everybody just vibing with it. We was like, hey, bro, you need to record this. I want to say 6 months to a year later, he recorded it. That shit went crazy in the city. He on the radio. He on YouTube. He going crazy right now. He even got a feature with Young Nudy, not too long ago. So I feel like if you wanna find the roots of Macon, if you really wanna know what Macon is about, definitely listen to those three: Twan, Kalik, and Twin.
Shout out those guys. If I can, I get them tagged into the post. Make sure y'all know how to spell all their names and the Twitters and all the rest of that stuff, bro. Instagrams and all that good shit. Goddamn, bad. So you really like some real niggas from Macon. I see and I heard a lot of the people talking about these people from Macon, but who are the people in the industry that you really get your inspiration from? Shit. Like, who are the people you get the pain from? Like,
I keep
asking you the same questions because I know you got so much, like, passion and like, influence from your raps from the people that you was inspired
by. I feel like I'm influenced by multiple people, even though I'm just going for one sound. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm inspired by multiple people. Like I said, Rallo, Lil Baby, Gunner, Rod Wave. It's just so many different people that I feel like in different ways I connect to on different levels.
So if you was to see yourself right now, like your style, who would you most compare? If you could only pick one,
Rod Wave, definitely.
Rod Wave,
hands down, Rod
Wave. Rod Wave. So you really want to speak about the pain that you done went through?
Definitely. Like, and I feel, and like I said earlier, I feel like my music is at its best when I'm talking about some shit that I know that I'm going through and that I know somebody else is going through. Because I don't care what you say, everybody on this planet is going through pain, has felt some pain in one way or another. You know, it might be a nigga in on a whole other side of the country going through the exact same thing that you're going through, and you don't even know it. So sometimes your story could be somebody else's story. So just speak from your heart. You know, if you just lost your girl, you know, you just lost your ride. You feel like you on rock bottom. You lost your job, your girl, your ride, all that shit in the same week. You know, you just let it be known, because you know. People go through stuff on a daily basis, and you might feel like you're the only person on this one island. You might feel like you're trapped by yourself in this dark space. But I promise you, if you just look around and reach out, somebody else will be able to help you. And I know sometimes it's hard to talk about what you're going through. That's kind of what pushed me toward music, because I was like, shit, I can't talk to nobody, so I might as well just express my pain the best way I know how. And I always grew up in a musical-ass family. Like, my mom could sing, but I don't know. My dad tried to be able to sing, but he's still working on it. My sister could sing. I don't know if she still got it, but she used to be able to throw down a long time ago. So I feel like I've always been around music, from gospel rap to more succulent music. It's just...
That's perfect, bro. So just go ahead and give your name again and tell the people where they can see you at, where they can get your music at, you know what I'm saying, everything like that. Go ahead and introduce yourself for the first and definitely not the last time. Because I see you, you know, I done heard some of your music. You definitely going to go ways with your music, bro. But you just have to be way more passionate. You got to keep your goddamn...
Like, consistency.
Yeah, it's all about it. You gotta stay consistent. You gotta be very vigilant in the way that you approach your music, and you got way more styles than one. Like, your ride wave style is one, but when you up, you can't still be sad.
Yeah.
So go and tell.
I don't know it. Where for him? Hey, look.
Go tell the people where they can reach you at. What's your real name? Or you know, what's your rap name? All or right. Your artist name and everything else that you got going on and every
give all me right, a tag. For sure. You can find me on SoundCloud at Nobody Capital N 0 B O D Y. I want to say I got two X's behind it, but. I think I changed it. I don't know. It's been a minute since I've been on there, actually, because I kind of took a break from dropping music. I haven't dropped a song in like 3 or 4 months. But
when next time you think you're going to drop?
I'm working on one song right now called Opinions. Within the next month, definitely. I gotta get back to making so I can
You have an Instagram?
Yeah, I gotta get back to making so I can
Do you have an Instagram?
Yeah, I got an Instagram.
Tell
I
just the said, people yeah. what your Instagram is.
Yeah, see this nigga won't even let me talk, y'all. Underscore dot BLOOMFIELDS Child. That's my Instagram.
Okay, it was niggas in the room. Y'all go check him out, bro. Check his music out on SoundCloud. He gave you all this shit, man. Fuck with it, man. Goddamn, we bought back, man. I'm trying to tell y'all, we're gonna have a lot of new artists, a lot of new content. Bro, we finna go up, bro. Might have some new hosts. New comedians on the show and shit, bro. I know y'all ain't used to me doing just no, like, personal interviews and shit, but it's gonna be a lot of new shit, so we gotta try some new shit to buy some new shit, man. So y'all fuck with me, man. Niggas in the room, signing off. It's your boy Chocolate Thunder. Y'all fuck with me.